Here's the good stuff from Kennedy Malloy. Don't miss the great offers on a great range of vehicles during Toyotathon. See your local Toyota dealer today or search Toyota Value. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes! Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my
what?
God.
Oh my God, what?
Have you heard the news?
What?
Meghan and Harry are coming to Australia.
What?
Oh, I know. I can't believe it.
We know that.
Pinch me.
We know.
And guess where they're going?
Where?
Dubbo.
Dubbo.
Going to Dubbo, and we're going to speak to the mayor of Dubbo very shortly to find out what he's doing, what he's got planned.
And why they're going there.
Will he have him round to his
of
house?
All places.
What's going to happen? This is very exciting.
We'll get to the bottom of that.
And we're also going to ask everyone around Australia, give us a call, why you think they should come to your town.
Ooh.
So I don't care whether you're calling from, if it's the pointy bit up the top or down in Tassie or somewhere.
Tell us what you've got that Harry should see.
What kind of tourist attraction? How would you treat Harry and Meghan for a day?
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
I'll look forward to that. Now, learning to drive is very uptight. I'm in the throes of it.
Here we go.
But an Adelaide teenager has put his first driving lesson on video.
Right.
It's gone viral.
What could go wrong, Jane?
Well,
we're going to play it.
I think a lot.
It's pretty funny.
I think a lot can go wrong.
All right. I like the sound of that. Pet names. Now, there's a golfer from South Africa who's made a bit of a dick of himself. He's been overheard on the phone, in fact recorded, using a string of pet names, and it's bloody hilarious. So
yes, and we want to know about if you've got pet names for your partner.
Yes, we do, Jane, don't we? My little boo-boo.
Oh, no.
Yes, you are.
That's not far
yes,
off my pumpkin pie.
Here we go.
All right,
I like it a lot. What about Julian Hill? We said we'd get to him yesterday. We didn't. We're going to try again.
Extraordinary behaviour.
He's singing up a storm up there.
He's the Muppets guy.
Sure.
And we'll also, speaking of Muppets, oh no, there's a link. Limo. He won't like that. Limo's coming in for a chat, which will be great. We love seeing him.
We cannot wait. We're going to take one last look at mobility scooters.
Right.
We may launch another image on our Instagram, Jane.
Oh, well, that's a good idea today.
It could be the day for it.
Yeah, we love dressing up.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's so much more to get to.
Okay.
We will get to the big story. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I've never seen you be so excited.
Oh, I am so excited.
But you knew they were coming to Australia.
I met the Queen once. Well, I didn't meet the Queen.
The Queen?
What?
No, when I was living in Canberra.
Yeah.
And the Queen did a visit to, it was obviously Parliament, and all the kids at school, I would have been in about third grade or something, were all asked to line the streets.
Oh.
And there was a girl picked from our school to go out. The car stopped and a young girl went out with a bunch of flowers. The Queen took them, pissed off.
Right. Oh, that was it.
Dropped some rubber.
Okay.
And off she
went. I'm a bit relieved because I was getting a bit panicked there that she might have met a grown-up Mick Malloy.
That wouldn't have gone very well.
I don't think that
would. Now, how'd you go? How'd your horse go?
Oh, my horse raced today.
At Moe?
Moe, which is country town Victoria.
That should be in line for a royal visit.
Well, it should.
Moe?
At Moe? Yeah. What did you do up there?
She was in race four. Do you want to hear a bit of how she went?
Meth lab.
Carefully. People in Moe do
Moe,
not
know.
Come on.
Very beautiful town.
And, do a meet and greet with Greg Domasevich.
Good times. Hey, do you want to hear how my horse went?
Yep.
Want to hear a bit of the race?
400 metres to go.
Oh, we got the horse race from Moe.
In the last 400 metres.
Here it comes.
400 metres left to go. Free Settler tries to open up. A length and a half, almost two lengths now on Memphis Squall.
Tenacity Miss,
followed by Annie Street back on the inside, Signorelli. And
go Tenacity
Miss. So it's Memphis Squall, the local, going up to Free Settler. Memphis Squall took over, kicking on. And Memphis Squall goes on to beat Free Settler by a length and a quarter. Annie Street a close third. And then came either Tenacity Miss or Signorelli.
Hopeless.
Fourth.
Absolutely hopeless.
Oh.
Can I say, who was riding that?
Michelle Payne.
Well, she's
not hopeless. She's trainer and jockey.
Wow, fourth.
Great job,
not
Michelle.
Not very good.
It's only her second race.
Who's?
It was a maiden race, not Michelle's.
Michelle's the horse.
Was Tenacity Miss second
horse
race?
A smoker.
Not a smoker.
She's a smoker.
She's not.
Tuckler could beat your horse.
I just love him. Can we hear Chautauqua coming out of the barrier?
They're off. Now I'm looking for Chautauqua. And Oh, I can't find him. He hasn't jumped. Chautauqua hasn't jumped.
How are we going to get a win for your horse?
She's just starting out.
No.
No, there's a plan. There's a game plan. Oh, you don't know how racing works, Toots.
So just it's in a movie all about racing.
Mate, do you know what I reckon?
Hang around me, babe.
They should put your horse down.
No.
I beg your pardon.
But
don't
not,
you speak
not on
like
track
that.
By taking it out from the stands while it's running.
Well, that's dreadful.
It's a horrible thing to
just
say.
Like, you
like,
say
a,
that?
Like a sniper.
She's very feisty. Sure, I want you to come and meet her and she'll bite you.
The on-course vet in the stands.
No.
Just waiting till they
sit
come up.
Sit down. Stop demonstrating it in front of me.
No.
Sit down in your chair and behave.
What kind of horse is it?
What do you mean, what kind of horse is it?
Sounds like a Clydesdale. There's one of the Carlton draft Clydesdales.
Who's going to have the last laugh about this?
Who?
Me,
when?
On Melbourne Cup Day, when I'm there with my syndicate and we're holding that cup high.
That horse will not be on Melbourne Cup
yes,
Day,
it
let
will
me tell
be.
You. Oh,
it
Jane.
Will be.
Oh, my little boo-boo.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Massive news, Jane Kennedy. A royal tour has been announced. Harriet and Meghan will visit Australia, the usual destinations, Sydney and Melbourne, but also thrown in the great town of Dubbo, location 400 kilometres northwest of Sydney, population around 55,000. What a great day. I doubt there's been a bigger one in the history of this wonderful Australian township, and I can't wait to get to the bottom of it. Shall we speak to the powers that be?
Why don't we say hello right now to the Mayor of Dubbo? Hello, Ben Shields.
Good afternoon, you guys. But let me set the record straight. Straight
yes.
away, it's City of Dubbo. Calling
pardon
it
me.
A town. Like, God, goodness.
Oh, well,
City
well,
of
right,
Dubbo.
All offence in Dubbo, you know. So,
Ben.
No, we've just got to get it right.
All right, pardon me. No, hey, sorry, I've done everything else
Ben.
I can, mate. I've fluffed your pillows, Ben. Calm the
go.
Farm, dude.
Thank you.
Hey, what have I done? I've outlined all the great...
Well, you know, we've got to get it right, you know, because Dubbo is the centre of the universe. Right, that's
right.
Why Harry's
well.
Come. He recognises Dubbo as the centre of the universe.
Ben,
oh.
can
no
you tell us, Ben,
yeah?
can you tell us why Dubbo was chosen out of all the other cities in Australia?
A great township.
Well, didn't I just tell you? It's the centre of the universe.
All right, why, mate? Come on, let's go. What are you going to
yeah.
do?
Well, who did you
for,
know?
They're there for a day.
Yeah. Hey,
just quickly, before we get on to what they're going to do, I have to ask you, where are you going to put them up? At the Cascades Motor Inn? Is that where they're going to stay? The Cascades Motor Inn? That'll be a good one.
You may have been to the Cascades Motor Inn before in your time. There you go. So,
well,
you know, the big fountain out the front. And all
yeah, it's all good. What about the Macquarie Inn? Would they stay at the Macquarie Inn?
Because maybe that's... the Macquarie Inn, you know. Oh, look, who knows? We got.
It's low-key. It's got good parking. It's good for kids.
Right.
It's close to shopping. It's they've got good-sized rooms.
An old granny flat out the back of my house. You know, maybe I could, you know, get the cobwebs out of that or something like that. You know?
I think that's
you have to remove the dead bodies first, I'd say, Ben. We all know what goes on in Dubbo. All right, mate.
Okay, Ben,
so
let's get going. First of all, you are Dubbo born and bred, correct?
Yes, fifth generation, actually. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
Ben, honestly, does you have a connection with the royal family? How did Dubbo pull this lucky
You know what? So we've had the Queen come twice for a
wow.
residency, which is great, 54 and 92. In fact, my mum will be able to tell you stories about seeing her in the main street from 54.
So plenty of monarchists still in Dubbo?
Oh, God, well, there's me. You know, I'm a monarchist. You know? So, you know.
Well, I don't know. Prince Philip went through and met your mum. You could have royal blood. And what are you going to do for the day? Come on, let's get down to it. You've got the royals. They're there for a day. Are you going to take them to the old Dubbo jail? Are you going to go to the Dubbo Observatory? Are you going to go to the Dubbo 10-pin bowling centre? Where are you going to go?
The Western Plains Zoo.
You know, look, obviously, Taronga Western Plains Zoo. I reckon that is something they would be onto. They haven't worked
really?
Out an itinerary yet. Reason being, look, in all seriousness, these guys at Taronga Western Plains Zoo, they are dead set legends when it comes to conservation.
I've heard this is a great zoo.
Yes, it is. It is
top
notch.
It is really, really kick-ass.
Okay.
So I'm
happy. Hang on, mate. I'm just happy for you to take them. If Prince Philip was coming, I wouldn't take him anywhere near the zoo. He'd shoot everything in sight.
You know, I've seen pictures of royal families of past days. That's right.
So, the zoo sounds like a good part out. The observatory would be good too, wouldn't it?
Harry and Meghan, you know, they're really good big into that conservation side. So I couldn't imagine they wouldn't. Even though we haven't seen the itinerary, so yeah.
All right.
There's so many
which hotel? Which pub? Which pub will you take
them to? What about the RSL?
Okay, look, now be serious. Now, come on, the pubs. Now, there are about 30 publicans in Dubbo.
What about the commercial hotel? Would you take them to the commercial hotel?
If I name one of them, I'd have 29 other publicans wanting to...
What about the Milestone? The Milestone Hotel?
They'd be coming after...
The Monkey Bar.
The South Dubbo Tavern.
What about... Restaurant, bank.
Have their pitchforks.
The Two Doors Wine and Tapas Lounge. The Two Doors Wine and Tapas Lounge sounds good.
They'd run me out of town. They would run me out of town.
The Garden Hotel. You'd take them to the Garden Hotel, wouldn't you?
I know what you're planning, Ben. You really want them to come around to your place, and that's what you're planning.
Yeah, that'd be good. I could put a Shanters on for them.
You could. Hey, Ben, I have another question.
What about 178 Dining and Cocktail Bar? Would that get a run?
That's Ben, a possibility, yeah.
Redith Dining and Piano Bar?
Oh, that sounds good.
I have a question. When I was growing up, Dubbo meant something else to me as a kid because I was a philatelist and the Seven Seas Stamp Company was in Dubbo.
Absolutely it was. It's very, very famous.
Boom,
okay, Jane, so what do they want to do? Go and see a stamp of their mum, their grandma.
Is it still
Oh, that's
there?
A great day out. Hi, oh, got any pictures of our grandma here we can have a look at while we're in Dubbo?
It was the philatelist capital of Australia.
I don't think you can say philatelist on radio.
Yeah,
no, I really don't.
No, I think it's banned.
When you said I'm a philatelist, I go, jeez. You don't know who you're working with half the time, do you? Hey, Ben, congratulations. This will be great. Can we swing by? Can we come too? And
oh, that'd be good.
You? I've already got the spare bedroom set up.
Bye, Lloyd.
Then we're there. We'll
crash at my house.
I'll stay at the Westside Hotel. Okay.
Westside. Well, I don't know about that. You know, we might. You know, we'll, yeah, no, my place. My
all right, done.
Mine, you know? Yeah,
good on you, Ben. Good. You're a good man.
Well done to everyone
good
luck in Dubbo.
On the big day. Hey. Thank you, thanks, mate. Thank you. He's a live wire.
He is a live wire.
He's the mayor.
Jeebus.
I reckon it might be happy hour in Dubbo as we speak.
I just think they'll be struggling to get a word in. Harry and Megan.
All right. Look after them. Listen, Dubbo's on, but why not your town? We go to, I think, about 50 stations around this great country. We'd love to hear wherever you are from this. We don't care how small your town is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Is give us a
big
call
or small,
and tell us why they should come there,
and what you would take them
and
to,
what you would do, what's your tourist attraction, how you'd spend the day. This will be a load
of
fun.
You were a travel guide.
Come
what would you do?
133353.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Taking your calls on the news that Prince Harry and Meghan are coming to Australia.
Yep, they're already locked in for Dubbo. Do we have a Dubbo station?
Closest would be Orange. So take a trip up the Mitchell Highway.
On them.
I didn't. You did.
I defended Orange.
You didn't.
Good people of Orange. Who's on at Orange?
It's a great station there. That's Triple M in Orange. That would be...
Come on, Dave. You're an encyclopedia.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Yeah, the Gilly.
Yeah.
Big Gilly.
NG.
It's Triple M Central West.
That's it.
105.1.
When did you become an authority?
Oh, I just am. Didn't you know I know all the stations of my heart?
I know
you might want to put in a little bit of homework.
Oh, I will.
Commit to this drive shift.
Okay.
All right. We'll test each other. Anyway, we got thinking. Who would? Where are you in Australia? And why do you want people to come to your town? Because it's not too late. Let's check in with Dale. Dale, where are you calling from, mate?
Keppel Sands, mate, in Queensland.
Keppel Sands. Man. Is that anything near Great Keppel Island?
That's exactly right, my sir.
Oh, geez, Dale. Well,
that is got the most beautiful water I think I've ever swum in.
I
can remember.
I tell you what, he'd be able to do, old Harry would be able to do a bit of nude work up there.
Well, that's what I believe. He's got form in strip pool.
Yes.
I would like to get a tournament going and get Meghan and Harry involved in strip pool.
All right, strip pool. Okay. That's right, because that's what he did. He was playing nude billiards in Vegas.
That's it.
We'll never forget
it. And there were photos, and it was great. And that's got Keppel Sands written all over it. Well done,
Sands,
Dale. Who's our
gang.
Local? Who's our
that's Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Yeah. Jay and Dave?
Yeah.
We'll get on to it, guys.
Mackay and the Whitsundays.
Well done, fellas. I've done a gig in Mackay.
I thought it was Banksy and Pinky.
No, they're not there. That's
okay.
All good.
Oh, no, don't. Well, they might be whatever you do, never mention Banksy and Pinky again.
They might, we'll check that.
Oh, Jane. Hey, Glenn, where are you calling us from?
Bundaberg in Queensland.
Well, I've got a fair idea of what they can do up there, yeah?
Mate, they can get sloshed like the rest of us.
And hang out at the giant Bundaberg. Is it a bottle or a can?
It's a bottle.
It's a bottle. I've seen it. I think I've taken a wee on it.
I can't
say for sure.
Haven't we all?
I may have written my name on the side of the giant Bundaberg bottle. It is. Imagine that. That would make world news. Who's on in Bundaberg?
I think they genuinely love that.
It's Nick and Amber for breakfast.
Nick and Amber. Appropriately.
Nick and Amber. But
Yeah.
They're in the conservation. We've got the Monrepo turtles up here and everything.
Oh, you've got the turtles. You do have the turtles. Yeah. Hey, didn't Prince Charles go there when he came out for the games?
He did.
He had those very tiny turtles. Well, that's great.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And most of the royals look a bit turtly.
Hey, Glenn, that is a good one, and shout out to everyone in Bunbury.
Yeah, well
thank
done.
Thank you very much. Hey, Macca.
Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Elwood, but I'm from King Island.
Yeah. Oh,
the Great King Island. Oh, wow. Well, there's lots to do down there. You could from the dairy to the cheese to the meat, the King Island meat.
Great restaurant down there. I've spent hours
golf. What about the golf?
Oh. Yeah. Golf is awesome.
What are you thinking? Any of those?
Well, speaking of the meat, I could take the mutton birding.
What's that? What's involved with the mutton
big,
birding?
Yeah.
So you basically roll around a rookery, a sand dune. You put your head, put your hand down a hole. Hopefully, it's not a tiger snake.
Yeah.
And rip it out, crush their skull, gut them, and drink a slab of VB or Carlton Draft around the campfire and have a hoot.
I tell you what, Mackie, if you sell it like that, I can't see how they could possibly go to King Island to crush a bit of a mutton skull.
Mm. And go the Tigers.
Oh, well done. Well, that's where I'd take them.
Thanks, Macca.
See the Tigers go back to back.
Yeah, let's go to Maxine.
Maxine, where are you calling from, Maxine?
Hey, I'm calling from Toowoomba, which is the birthplace of the country.
Oh, the birthplace
Colonel.
Okay. Now, is that just a bit of local pride, or is that you actually, this is an historical truth?
No, it's historical. It's local pride. I grew up there. He could probably ask his nan because she's been there.
Queen has been there.
And what are they going to do while they're there, apart from go, wow, this is great, this is where it all begins. Where are you going to take it?
That's probably it. There's not much else.
Okay. Yeah, you need to work on your PR skills, Maxine.
The stone where Captain Cook first set his foot, so maybe that.
Oh, yeah, the Captain Cook never went astray. Sure. All right,
sounds
like
good.
It.
Let's keep moving on. Let's go to Daryl. Where you are going to sell Daryl?
I reckon you should ship them out to Coffs Harbour. They can go to the Big Banana, National Marine Institute, and swimming with the whale.
Oh, well, there's nothing better than that,
and that's, of course, Triple M Coffs Coast, and with Moffy for breakfast
But if they were going to bring Prince Charles, go to the Western Australia and he can go swimming with the sharks.
Okay.
No shark cage necessary.
Really?
Daryl. Yeah, go have your life, Charles. In you go. I'd chum up the waters first, Daryl.
You know how much I love the Big Banana, everyone, here in the studio.
Oh,
it's
indeed.
Very special to me.
Great spot.
All right, Shannon, where would you take him?
Straight off the bat, I thought Frankston.
Frankston, give him a prize.
Okay, you got a prize pack.
No, you've got to
What are you doing, Frankston?
Well, that's my old alma mater. Get thrown out of the pubs.
I was about to say. Is
there spend a night in the lockup.
Is there a jail there?
Yes. Yes, there is.
Are you familiar with that one,
What would
Nick?
You like to know about it? It's a fun place to stay overnight, and it would be good. The old Frankston jail.
It's a very beautiful area of Victoria.
It's a great
Frankston
spot.
Is gateway to Melbourne's Côte d'Azur.
Okay. That's the way you want to put it. And that's where Graham Kennedy used to live.
And, well, but I'm considered their favourite son.
You are the son of about 15
years. If they were going to build a statue, mine would be the first.
All right.
Matt.
Hey, Matt.
How are we?
Yeah, good. Where are you going to send Megan and Harry?
One for Mickey, the Gold Coast.
Right, the Gold Coast. Well, that would be a load of fun. It would be like his...
Well, they go...
Has he had a Bucks party? Did he have a Bucks party?
Oh, yeah, a low-key one.
We could go to the Candyman's or White Cabot's boat.
Oh, the Candyman. He could go on the Candyman's boat.
He could go to the Candyman's boat, he could go to White Cabot's house, and then he can go to Tomic's and sit in the hot tub with some strippers.
And then just parade down Cavill Mall and
I love it. Good ideas, one and all.
Thanks, everyone. They sound good. But
well, we might take some more a little later on.
Dubbo's the winner at the moment so far.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yeah. Your new way to drive home.
Still getting used to the idea that there's a royal visit on the way. Mm. The whole country, our listeners are very excited, trying to lure them to their hometown.
It's the first overseas trip that Megan and Harry are doing. And they're coming to Australia for the Invictus Games, of course.
It'll be a load of fun. Darren is suggesting that he's from Bathurst, that they go to there and go out in a V8.
That sounds good.
That'll be good. John Maloney's contacted us via Twitter. Hey, Kennedy Roy, what about Snowtown? Graham Leese, what about Nimbin for a shopping spree?
Nimbin.
For a sleep in the car park at Watergoes Beach.
Yes.
That sounds good. Here's an idea. What about backpacking up in the Territory? Come on. No, seriously, guys. Yeah, go hitchhike.
Maybe not.
Go, Megan. Go on. No, you can do it.
Don't.
Ah! Don't suggest that. By the way, we should have, we put out our image of you and me in the Royal Cambridge as,
as Megan and Harry.
And Harry, and it's been up on a couple of billboards. Yeah, Why don't we put those billboards up?
When they arrive in town.
When they arrive, so they're the first ones you see when you're leaving the airport, and freak them out.
That's a good idea.
Let's do that.
Can okay. How do we organise that?
I don't know. I suppose we talk to the boffins in marketing here.
Great idea.
And
so
say,
it's along when they come from the airport or when they're going along.
We
and
find out their
town.
Itinerary and we pop them up. So they're driving from the airport going, good Lord, who's that good-looking couple?
Sergeant Schultz up there.
If you want to see.
Is that the guy from Benny Hill?
If you want to see a ridiculous image of
Nick stacked on.
dressed up as Prince Harry, you can go onto our Facebook, is it, and Instagram.
Yeah, you bet.
Have
at
a look
Kennedy
there. We're going to put it up there now.
What about a billboard just out of Dubbo?
Yeah.
As you're driving into Dubbo and you see,
let's
if you haven't
it.
Seen our image, it's worth a
very
look.
Good.
Go and have a look now. All
let's
right.
change gears.
Sure.
Effectively, there's a young guy who's a uni student in Adelaide, Kieran Davidson.
Yes.
He was learning to drive. You know, kids are learning to drive later and later
Why?
These days too. Because you've got to get 100 hours, 110 is it? Actually hours up. And it's really hard to get hours up.
It's less than like getting your license for a commercial plane. Yes.
Right. It is actually. I think it is. And it's a real punish and you just got to, it's 10 times harder than when we were doing.
You've got to do night driving as well, don't you?
You've got to do night driving. It's really hard to do.
It sounds like it's taking longer because you, i.e. you, don't want to do it.
Hmm.
No, I'm not good in the car. I don't.
Parents in the car, parents teaching kids, their own kids how to drive is fraught with disaster.
It is.
Dad doing it with my elder sisters. And that always ended in tears.
Right.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Sterling effing Moss.
Sterling
would be
Moss.
Would be the call.
That's
as we go round a corner on two wheels.
Well, I've got a bit uptight because I went in the back of a car when my daughter learnt from a professional driving school.
Right.
And
is that
allowed?
The first
ever
lesson.
In the back?
Well, he advised that I should sit in the back. And next minute, we're in traffic. Oh. She's driving the car.
No.
I literally talk about a backseat driver.
Oh.
And she's going, Mum, if you don't shut up, I'm going to open the door and let you out here.
Wow.
And then I took her driving.
She had road rage with
she
you
road rage.
In the back of the...
Then I took her driving in Broome, and that was cool because there's a lot of open roads in Broome, so I felt a bit safer. So this guy's driving.
Yeah, he's videotaped himself in the car, and I think because I think he knows he's onto something here. While his mum and his dad attempt to teach him how to drive, it's a very funny video. The guy's name is Kieran Davidson, if you're interested. He's a uni student in the great city of Adelaide. Can we go a little
have
a listen to this? I think you'll get the idea.
Gently. You need to go gently.
Foot, brake. This is typical.
Brake! Brake! Brake!
There we go.
A few revs.
You're in nothing.
There's a car coming.
Get over. You're in the middle of the road.
Oh! We're rolling back. You cannot go around a corner, Kieran, in fourth.
Well, I just did.
Oh, God.
We're in fourth now, aren't we?
No, because you can hear the car.
Are we in fourth or second?
Second.
This poor car.
Try again! It's the corner! Try again!
Oh, being on the roller coaster at Dreamworld.
Stop! You're going back! Stop!
I don't know if you're getting any better at all.
Why are you swerving
because
for the
bird? Because I don't want to hit the bird.
The bird will move.
He wasn't going to move.
Foot on brake! Foot on brake! Ah! Ah! Stop it!
You hit the garage?
I hit the garage.
It's not looking too good, is it?
No.
Yeah. All right. It's a stressful day out for all concerned.
That is why. Not?
Here's a good question. Do you want to give us a call if you've been in that position, if you've had a bad experience?
If you're a parent or you're a student or a child.
We'd love to hear from you.
133353. By the way, to watch that video, we've linked it through our Twitter as well, at Kennedy Malloy. Your call's after this.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
Talking about getting your learners, a viral video that we've linked at Kennedy
Malloy. Do you have a war story?
What were you saying? Oh, Dave was actually saying that.
I had an accident in my learners. I was, I did. I was driving Dad's Mitsubishi Magna. This is sort of mid-80s and going around a lake and this Labrador ran out in front of me. So I braked not to hit the Labrador and a car right up the bum of me. Bang!
Bang.
And I burst into tears.
Should have hit the lab.
I know.
That's how it goes.
No, you should not have.
Hey, or you should have steered off into the lake. would you teach someone to drive in the gets?
No, probably not. What are you shaking your head for?
You, what happened to your teacher?
When I had driving lessons, halfway through the lessons, my teacher won lotto and shut up shop.
What?
I just got a phone call from Irene, and she said, "Oh, Jane, just one Tats Lotto, so I'm not going to do lessons anymore. Okay, see ya."
Was that code, you reckon? One Tats Lotto?
I don't really know what it means.
In the car anymore.
Hey, we're doing this in honour of Kieran Davidson, a uni student from Adelaide who taped himself learning to drive with his parents. We've had everyone ring up, say, "Can you please play it again?" Here you go.
Gently! But stop! You need to go. Gently!
Foot, brake. This is typical.
Brake! Brake! Brake!
There we go. A
few revs.
You're in nothing.
There's a car coming.
Get over. You're in the middle of the road.
Whoa! We're rolling back. You cannot go around a corner, Kieran, in fourth.
Well, I just did.
Oh, God.
We're in fourth now, aren't we?
No, because you can hear the car.
Are we in fourth or second?
Second.
This poor car.
Slow down! It's the corner! Slow down!
Being on the roller coaster at Dreamworld.
Stop! You're going back! Stop!
I don't know if you're getting any better at all.
Why are you swerving?
Because
for the
I birds? Don't want to hit the bird.
The
do
bird
I?
Will move.
It wasn't going to move.
Foot on brake! Foot on brake!
How do I stop it? Hit the garage? I hit the garage.
It's not looking too good, is it?
No.
Yeah, he's a black box recorder, that that car. You get the idea. Got us asking, have you had an incident learning to drive or teaching your siblings to drive? Nathan, what do you bring to the table, mate?
Oh, g'day, Mick. G'day, Jane. How are you guys?
Good, Nathan. Yeah, what happened to you?
Oh, well, no, it's not quite so much what happens to me, but what still happens to me.
What happens?
Now, I'm a 32-year-old man. Yep. I've had my license for many, many, many years.
Yep.
How my mother has not stomped a hole through the passenger floor though, is beyond me.
Oh, so she still
tries to grab the wheel off me, still trying to brake. Every time a brake light comes up, she's flitching. Ooh, watch out.
You can't be doing. You can't be grabbing another man's wheel.
That's
thanks,
terrible.
Nathan.
That's
do you
funny.
Know my brother still gets upset because I don't drive when he's driving.
Yeah.
When he really cracks it is when I lean over and beep his horn.
Oh, you don't. You cannot do.
That
is the worst.
He's made that patently. Oh. You know what I did? I went out and got my own little air horn. And I put that out the window. Bam! He told me right off.
Oh, so he
anyway,
should.
Kingsley, what happened to you?
Mate, going back a few years, I had to teach the new wife's daughter how to drive, and after many weeks of pestering me, I'm saying no, no, no.
Yep.
And I relented. And I had a four-wheel drive, beautiful, it was my pride and joy.
Yes.
The first corner, it was a roundabout, she drove straight through it. And I said, you're supposed to go around the roundabout, not over the top. She said, it's a four-wheel drive though, can't handle it. Then drove up over the footpath. We did probably about 600 metres in the car, and I told her to stop, pull over the side, and said, get out, and she never got back in the driver's seat again.
Wow.
That is why parents don't teach their kids.
I agree.
For a week.
I agree.
That sounds good advice,
well said,
Kingsley. That's
Kingsley.
Funny.
Great.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, g'day, Jane, Mick.
Yeah, good. What happened to you?
What happened to me? All my learners, like this is back in 87, I'm driving a Laser with a big Apple font, the roof, a big L on it. The lights and these four blokes in a hotted up Commodore are laughing at me jumping forward like they were a drag race.
Yeah.
And my teacher goes, do you reckon you could take them?
Oh.
No doubt at all. No doubt at all, because I could drive. So I'm reading the lights and they're laughing their heads off and I've just nailed it. Choked them off the tiles. Choked in the second, choked in the third, just totally cooked them like boots to hazard.
So we get
to my house and we're driving up. We had a bit of land in front of the house.
Yeah.
And he goes, how big a handbrake slide do you reckon you could do? But I reckon I could do a pretty good one because I could drive. And I come flying off the road and this big handbrake slide, cut some doughies.
Yeah.
And my mum's standing out the front.
Well, this sounds like you've already gone past the three-point turn,
yes,
Rob. So,
and you showed those guys those.
We can't condone it, but it's bloody funny. And those idiots in the Commodore.
Just got that image of a laser with an apple on the top.
Yeah. Hey, we're loving taking these stories, and we'll take some more afterwards. We'll go to a song. We'll come back and boot this home. Yeah. Hold on the line if you're still there.
1-3-3-5-3 if you've got any more crazy driving stories.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're talking about learning to drive. Kieran Davidson's filmed himself with his parents. It's making us all laugh. We've been telling stories about learning to drive. Nick's on the line. Nick, you had an incident learning to drive, yeah?
Well, actually, before I was even trying to learn, I was 14, and Dad thought, you know, I had one of those dads who thought he had an advanced kid, so he used to send me out each morning to start up the old Dino Ferrari, because it had to be warm before we took off. And anyway, one morning the step monsters left her in gear, and I've given it the four full pumps, big full turn on the key, and anyway, Dino's jumped up, started spinning wheels. I thought, that's okay, I'm not going anywhere. She's gone down through the little white stones that everyone has in Turex, found the concrete underneath from the cheap renovation the people did a few years before, and she has launched into the brick fence.
Wow.
Okay. And Nick.
Dino Ferrari with the 14-year-old in it. Yeah. Is wedged into a fallen brick fence.
And I'm going to suggest to you, Nick, that your dad saw the funny side.
Well, he did. I can tell you something. This is the funny side. He saw the funny side for a bit. I walked in the house, and back in those days, we had a big one. Before, you know, that was early before the stepmother. And we go inside. I go inside. I sit down. I said, "Dad, he's having his breakfast. I haven't finished yet. Finish your eggs." I go, "I can't. I've crashed the car." Start laughing. We go, "Come on, finish your breakfast." We go, "Dad, I've crashed the car." I go, I'm starting to shake, and the voice is shivering. He's laughing and laughing and laughing. I go, nobody, you can't have crashed it because you can't take it anywhere.
Oh. Yeah, you could.
F in G and H and B. And a couple of,
yeah, your own Ferris Bueller moment.
Well, good on you, Nick.
Thanks,
good
Nick.
Story, mate. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
What did you do? What happened to you?
Mate, I was heading up a hill at Brisbane Heights, or no, Sukin Street at Toowong. The nice steep hill, stop sign at the top. And it's my first go with Mum in the car. I was a bit afraid to do a hill start, so I thought I'll just creep through the stop sign, turn left. Got through, and she's slapped me in the face while I'm driving and screamed at me, says, "That's so dangerous." And I just couldn't help but think, any more dangerous than slapping the driver in the face.
Slapping the driver
driving.
In the face.
Hey, there's so many things I'm going to have to learn and restrain myself from. Obviously, do
like
not
that.
Slap your child in the face when they're learning to drive. All Thanks right. for the tip off.
Michael, what happened to you?
Mate, I was driving as maybe third or fourth time with my mum, and I went to go through an intersection, and she started screaming at me. There's a car coming, plenty of room. She started screaming at me. I turned the car off, left it in the middle of the intersection, and just left there and walked
up. You abandoned your mother.
Okay, well, that would have been interesting when by the time she got home, I'm guessing.
Yeah, not amused. Not happy, Jan. Thanks very much, Michael. Let's go to Marty.
Hey, Mick and Jane.
Hey, how did your driving experience go?
I was teaching my son how to drive, and he burnt out the clutch trying to take off in third gear.
Right.
Had to get the car towed home and get a new clutch in. It cost me nearly $1,000. He could have got so many driving lessons with the money I spent trying to fix
No.
All right, sounds great, Marty. Thanks. So we've got time for one more. Let's go to Courtney, I believe, who's an actual driving tester. Is that right, Courtney?
Yeah, I'm a driver tester up here in Sydney, and most of these stories that I've heard are daily occurrences.
What? Courtney, how can you have the nerve to teach people to drive?
Well, the good part of it is that the test only goes for half an hour, so no matter how bad the driver's been, in half an hour it's a clean slate, you start all over again.
Is there one that stands out for you, Courtney, over the years?
There's quite a few, but the one that has scared me the most, a applicant was turning right at the traffic lights across an intersection, three lanes of oncoming traffic, 80 kilometres an hour in peak hour, and there was no green light, and she just thought it was okay to go.
Hey.
And we were
both feet down for
car,
you.
So the instructor, if you're with a driving instructor, they have a brake on your side. So So I slammed on that brake, pulled up the handbrake, and I was like, get out, I'm driving back.
Oh, my God.
Well done, Courtney.
Great story.
You're doing a great job, and I believe we have a driving lesson with a son in progress now. Is that right, Tina?
Yes, we are, and I tell you, what a wooden gift to have a drink at the moment. And I cannot believe that it's zero tolerance because...
Tina, what's your son's name?
Michael.
Do a burnout, Michael.
Come on, Michael.
No. Look, if he can stay away from that centre line, I'll be happy. I just want to get home.
Hey, Tina, here's an idea where you can both be happy. Take him through a drive-through bottle shop. You can pick up a drink. It'll be good training for him.
That sounds good.
I'm just thinking of all the happy parents and how much smoother driving lessons would be if we could just drink along the way.
Hey, have we got a prize for Tina?
Yeah, $100 Liquorland voucher for you there,
there you go, Tina.
Go and pick it up now.
Done.
Well done, guys. Funny. Good stuff. We liked that a lot. It was good fun all around. Hey, coming up next, Lemo.
Excellent.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it is chock-a-block with the good stuff coming up. Pet names. Have you got them? Do you use them? What do you think, Bootsy Wootsy?
I don't know, Snookums.
If that's making you puke, hang about.
Oh, you ain't heard nothing
we've
yet.
We've got one of the great recorded messages.
Honestly.
Cringy.
Takes it to a whole new level. That'll
it
be
certainly
good.
Does. We'll take your tweets and we'll take your calls.
We're
going
to try and get to Julian Hill as well. The Muppet. Guy.
The Labor MP from Victoria.
He might be there. We might have an explanation regarding mobility scooters.
Yes. We talked about those yesterday, but we'll get back to that.
We may have found that name we were looking for. Hey, in the meantime, say hello to friend of the show. It's Lemo.
Hey. Hello, Lemo.
It is. Hello, Jane. Hello, Mick. Wonderful to be here. Hello, yes. Dave, hey, as well, Lemo. By the way. And Mick, can I say thanks for that intro? And, Jane, you can say whatever you want about Mick Molloy, but you know what you can't criticise him for?
What?
His lack of consistency. He is one of the most consistent performers.
Where's this going?
Well, Mick has introduced me on this show a number of times.
Yes.
And I want to applaud, Dave, if we can, Mick's consistency.
Say hello to our next guest. It's Lemo. It's Lemo. Lemo. It's Lemo. It's Lemo. What do you want? That's showbiz. That is showbiz, mate.
I'm saying you're doing it beautifully.
What do you want me to say? Yeah, he's a big loser. Big fat, nuffy beardo. Lemo. Friend of the show. Okay, you wait to see what you get next time.
I'll take it over.
It's going to be horrific.
Now, Mick mentions loser, Jane, with a little sting in the tail.
Oi.
Because last
Thursday. I'm used to it, don't worry.
Last Thursday night, our football teams played each other.
Mm.
Mick's a Richmond fan, of course. Yeah. I'm a Hawks fan. He says, like he's forgotten about it.
Did he just let it slide through?
Oh, did he let it slide through? Well, they say, Jane, the mark of a person is how good a loser they are, but really the mark of a person is how gracious they are in victory.
Sure.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I got I got nothing for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. So that was a little more drinking time post-game.
This is after Richmond beat Hawthorn last Thursday night.
Last Thursday night. And I got this text Friday morning in the wee hours. Luckily, I had my phone on silent, so I woke up to this message the next day. And one message, Mick Molloy, Friday morning. Hey, mate, just touching base. Haven't caught up in a while. What's news with you?
All right. Yeah. That's fair.
Do you reckon 2 hours is long? About 3 hours that was. Is that long enough, Jane?
I can tell he was just brewing something to say.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate. What is long enough? What, in your opinion, is long enough?
A couple of days.
Okay.
I think you should leave it a couple
of
days.
Well, I'm surprised you'd even think to go here because I'm going to cast your mind back to one of the lowest moments in the history of the Richmond Football Club. And for people in a stadium, maybe most people will be aware of this because it happened in the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
How Richmond were playing the Gold Coast. We were 4 goals up with about 3 minutes to go. I was watching this at a pub in Melbourne at the All Nations Hotel, all Richmond, Richmond Heartland. Yeah. They've bunged on four goals, to one, including one after the goal, after the game, to win the game. Stony silence in the pub. The phone rings. Brr, 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 brr. Barman answers it. Oh, Mick, it's for you. I wander over and it's Limo.
Oh, you knew where he'd been.
No, he didn't know I was there.
He didn't know you were there.
I think he'd been ringing you around.
I didn't know he was going
to
be there.
He took an educated guess. In fact, some of my mail used to get sent to the All Nations.
That's so a pretty good guess from my memory,
it
too.
It was a fair, you got now, short odds on Mick being at that pub.
I swear to God, the comic timing, siren bounce, siren sound, silence in the pub. You're terrible.
I think that might have been the day that Carmichael Hunt kicked the winning goal for the Gold Coast
after the siren. Yes. It's an epic. So don't you start with
Well, there's
me.
A lot of passion involved there, isn't there? Yeah,
there is indeed.
Hey, mate, so, just quickly, what's this I see you're involved in? Is this the sexiest vote for Australia's sexiest celebrity beard? You bought it in, so obviously you want me to mention it.
Who's running that?
It's not important, Jane, who's running it.
Australia's 20 sexiest celebrity beards revealed.
Sounds a bit shady.
I'm sure it's GQ magazine. Oh,
it doesn't look like it from the artwork I can see from here.
Is it Vogue magazine, Mick? I can't read the...
What is it?
Or is it straight off my website?
Mate, you're...
Who's Australia's sexiest bearded celebrity?
There's Sean McAuliffe, Waleed Ali, Simon Baker, good luck up against him. Hamish Blake, it's a nutty beard.
Chris Hemsworth is on the list.
Yeah, good luck. Who do you think will win? You or...
Me or Marty Sheargold?
yours is like hipster dad chic.
Well, I think you should be asking me, shouldn't you?
Hugh Jackman? Yeah, good luck there. Yeah. Shane Jacobson, you might have him covered. You might get Kenny.
Waleed doesn't even have a beer. That's a 3-day growth.
Waleed, you're out on a technicality. Yeah.
Who else is there? Who's someone else I'd like? Show me.
Miguel.
Miguel?
Miguel. Has he got a beard right now? It's Dr. Chris Brown. He gets a beard. He's not in it.
You want... He doesn't have a beard anyway. You're his beard.
Jane's voting for the Bondi vet who doesn't even have a beard.
Does that mean anything?
Listen.
I don't think so.
I think he does have a beard at the moment. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Matt Preston's in, but I'm not.
Matt Preston?
Have you ever grown a beard, Mick?
I have. It was a bit kind of Captain Snoozy. A bit Bad Santa.
Where do you stand on the beard, Jane?
Oh.
Are you in favour of the beard?
It looks good. It looks good on you.
Oh, well, that's a no.
No, I do. I like it for a while.
Mm. I like it for a while.
And then I'm ready for a clean shave, just for a bit of smoothness.
There is a great Australian band called The Beards, and they have this song, and this is a message to any man who is clean-shaven. Listen to this chorus from this song by The Beards.
If your dad doesn't have a beard, you've got two mums.
All right.
Your dad doesn't have a beard.
Right.
It's something for you to.
All right.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Limo is with us as well.
Limo. You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's my. What's her name? We used to do the midday show.
Carrie Ann.
No.
Ray Martin.
Biggest,
Mike Walsh.
Biggest female star in the world. Oprah.
Oh.
You know, that's what she always does. You guys, you gotta get out more.
You've got a car. Everyone gets a limo.
Guys, I just want to know, you can vote for Limo in Take 5, vote for Australia's sexiest celebrity beard. He's in the top 20. How do they do
that? At kennedymolloy.com.au. You've got all the links there. Get amongst it. Vote for Limo.
Uphill battle. You're on the same page as Chris Hemsworth, Hugh Jackman and Daniel McPherson.
Here's the downside. You've got to buy Take 5 magazine.
Good puzzles.
Come on, Jane. Don't try and tell me you haven't got a subscription.
For God's sake. When I start doing puzzles in Take 5, kill me now.
That is a stinging review for Take 5 magazine, by the way.
Are you entering, Jane?
That is a brutal takedown.
What's happened there? Take 5's a great magazine.
Puzzles.
Stories, puzzles, win prizes.
No. Just no, okay, stop.
I see you.
They're taking you out of their celebrity crossword. You know that, Jane.
Couldn't care. Couldn't care less.
Curtis Stone. You're like taking on Curtis Stone.
Can someone please vote? Can I just get one vote?
Doesn't work for me. Handlebar moustache. That's what I go for. Handlebar moustache. I look like the long-lost Black brother.
Thank God.
All right, now what are you up to? Now you've come in and you're ropeable and you're gonna storm City Hall, is that right?
I'm fired up. What's wrong?
What's
this is a true story. There is a proposal in for a development right next to my house.
Oh, that's no good.
So and you're on a residential street, are you not?
I am on a residential street.
It's a beautiful house.
And right next to us is a nursery.
No.
Right
Perfect.
Next to me. A nursery. It's beautiful. Anyway, a proposal is in for a 5-story apartment block right next door, which steals all of our afternoon light.
In place of the nursery?
In place of the nursery.
So it's
that's
still
gone from one to the other.
Yeah. So tomorrow night I'm going to the town hall meeting.
Oh, they're good. I've been to them.
And I'm presenting, Jane.
Yeah. Oh, you're presenting. Oh.
Now, I'm wondering.
Open with a joke for a change.
Wow. This is a tough room.
I wish you were one of the councillors.
Can I come on and introduce you? I'll do 5.
All right,
here he comes. All right. What are you going to do? Okay. What's your plan of attack?
Your next performer. So, Jane, I'm hoping to get some advice from you because The Castle was one of the great films.
There you go.
Where the underdog stood up to City Hall.
David and Goliath.
That's it. Here we go.
And had a win. So I'm going to try a bit of Castle gear. So I might, if we have a win on the night, I'm going to give it this.
Suffering your job.
There we go. And I like this sentiment as well.
It's not a house, it's a home.
That's a good
man's home is his castle.
Yes, and I think I might wrap up. I can see myself wrapping up with this.
It's the Constitution, it's Mabo, it's justice, it's law, it's the vibe, and... No, that's it. It's the vibe.
It's the vibe. I really think it is the vibe. So I've got 5 minutes to stand up in front of 3 councillors and deliver my case.
Are you really going to mention The Castle? There's been some success in using it before.
I'm actually tempted.
There has been quite a few people who've used it as a precedent. Alan Yenda quoted Mabo, by the way. You might want to do that.
I will quote it as a precedent of sorts.
That's right. But it is really annoying, though, when you... My advice, though, is represent yourself.
Totally.
That works well.
That's what they like. That's what they like. So I'll be like Tom Cruise in a few.
Throw yourself at the mercy of the court. Drop to your knees.
Drop to my knees. You would advise me to drop to my knees.
I'm going to speak to the other half. I'm going to go. I'm going to speak against.
May
I present, please? May I present? I don't see how of entitlement. From Limo.
Quite liked to be able to look straight into Limo's backyard. So I will be delivering this
tomorrow.
Well,
good luck with that.
And they decide straight away on the night.
Right.
Whether you win or lose, right there in front of you.
I'm so up. Yeah. I'm so tense for you.
It's
so
like next The Bachelor. Is there like a rose ceremony or something?
I'll tell you what, though. It's an open town hall. Anyone can go.
Ah, oh, here we
Don't
go.
Don't tell me.
Do you want to give
that.
It out?
Do you want to? I'm happy
it's
to.
It's up to you.
Yeah, to Richmond Town Hall, 6:30 tomorrow night. Be there.
Oh, I've got Paul there. And I'm setting the light. I'm opening the lights on...
Will you let us know what happens?
Can you turn the lights on?
You are again?
I am.
Oh, God, help us.
Wow. There we go.
Hey, excellent. Tell us what the result is. We'd love to know.
Now, do we want to open this up to our listeners? Where are you in the country? Are you thinking of taking on Town Hall?
I'd love some inspiration from people who have done similar types of things.
Have you had a win against
the
man?
And had a win.
Are you a little fella? Have you had a win? Dave, how did you go? Yeah. You took on the local council.
And good news, guys.
Hang on. What was the...
My car, the Hyundai gets outside my house, and the parking inspector. This is a quiet resident, like a quiet residential street. And I got a notice in the mail saying you parked too close to the white line in the middle of the road.
And you were not happy.
I was filthy. It's like my house. It's
so you
I
wrote
park.
Them.
Wrote a letter.
I
challenged it and got a note back last week saying, yeah, we've overturned it. There's a warning that it's been overturned.
There we go.
So, you can do it.
I win for the little guy. I win for the little ugly guy. I win for the...
He has to spoil your party.
Take it easy. No, that's great.
Hey, that's great news, but we would like to hear if you've had a victory.
Give us
a call now on 133353, everyone.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Our in-studio guest is...
So, our next guest is Limo. It's Limo. Limo.
It's
it's Limo. It's Limo. Limo. It's Limo.
Yes.
I love it. I might use that recording as my intro at the comedy festival next year.
I was going to say use it at the council
tonight.
Meeting.
Oh,
the council meeting.
Yes. Yeah, when you're going, because you've got a fight on your hands. There's going to be a development next door to your house and you're taking it to...
The little fella.
Yes, that's right.
I am presenting my objection at a council meeting tomorrow night. And Jane, do you think that would help me or work against me if they know that I'm mates with Mick?
Well, I'll be there as a character reference. So
yeah, let me think about that.
Okay,
better out than in.
But I would love inspiration from people who have fought the man and had a win. Yeah.
Let's go to Todd, because Todd, what was your fight?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Well, the whole town of Yarraville essentially revolted against their town hall when they tried to put paid parking in the main street.
That's right, I remember this. And how did you do it? You just everyone...
No, everyone set about with the Sally's All Clear and filled up all the coin slots on the parking thing.
Yeah.
And then, so finally went to the town hall after this went on for a couple of months, and it literally ended in the councillor who was trying to get rich off it being power slammed in the town hall by a member of the community.
Okay, we can't condone any of this. Oh,
wow. But it was people power that ultimately
sure
helped.
Was.
Now all the machines are still there, but they're just wrapped in plastic and they're out of commission for about 4 years.
And if I'm a Yarraville, it's too cold for meter maids. You can't, there's no point in employing that approach. Right on, Todd.
Got inspired by that, Limo.
A bit of polyfiller. Yep.
All right, let's go to Joe.
Joe.
Hi, Joe. What's your tip for Limo to win?
Oh, I think that Limo needs to. There was an article on the TV, on one of the TVs on Sunday night, about the current vacancy rate of units and how high it is and getting higher because you're building so many. So
there's a surplus, you think.
Right, okay. It's good. I'll try anything, Joe.
Yeah, the good one. That's a nice
thing. You know what these will be? I reckon these are going to be Airbnbs for party people.
You're right.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get onto it as Airbnb and throw a party in the one closest to your bedroom.
All right.
Do you know what you should do?
Thank you, Joe.
My tip for you in court is go in a wheelchair, Christopher Skase style, on the oxygen mask.
Breathing apparatus?
That is your answer to everything. And a voice box.
What about it? What about a mobility scooter? Should I go in on a mobility?
Go in there hooting. Go in there hooting.
Thank you.
What about the serial killer?
I'll get wheeled in like Hannibal Lecter.
Like Hannibal Lecter, that'll scare
him. Or like Blue Velvet. Is that what you're saying? Sorry. Let's go to Peter. Hello, Peter. Where are you calling from?
How you going, guys? I'm from Concord in New South Wales.
Okay. What happened, Peter?
So basically, I was on holidays at Nelson Bay. And fishing with the kids. It was Australia Day as well, right? So, and unfortunately, they had the small sign, so we didn't realise it was a fishing sanctuary because the wharf was packed in Australia Day. So we're fishing away. Some guy comes up to me and goes, you should be fishing. I go, hang on a second. Where's the signage? It was like a signage of about 10 centimetres by 5 centimetres. That's what it did. Yeah, it was a $500 fine, so I had to go to local court in Raymond Terrace.
Yeah.
And my advice to Lima, just be humble and do your homework.
That's nice. Okay. And did you get off, Peter?
I took the photo. I showed the judge the photos and I showed what was going on. Yeah, and I saved myself $500.
Good for you. Well done.
I love it. Little man wins again. Yeah.
Be humble and do my homework. Maybe I shouldn't use that intro.
Hey, Marcus, you've been up against the man. How do you approach it?
Well, it was my uncle. He used to live in Fairfield. He had a house, but what they didn't know at the Northcote Council, that he was actually employed there. He used to park his car on his front nature strip because he had a back unit and he had tenants coming in and out.
Right.
So he got a parking fine. Right. $100 or something. So
for what for? What was the parking fine for?
For parking on the nature strip.
Okay.
For parking on council property.
Right.
So he sent him a bill for $7,500 for mowing the lawn every fortnight.
I've been mowing your... Oh, we like it. There you go,
very
Limo.
Good.
All right. Is there inspiration there?
There is inspiration there. It can be done. I feel good. I'm taking the... You've got to use the castle as a precedent, Jane.
Well, you can indeed. Now, you catch Limo on the beep test on Fox Footy, 9 p.m. Sunday night.
How can they vote for your beard?
Oh, yeah, it's on...
It's a take five, and you go kennedymalloy.com.au. We'll put all the links there, and let's get Limo's beard, number one.
At least get me a couple of votes.
We will. We'll
I'm not going to
Come
beat
on,
Chris,
everyone.
Am I going to beat Chris Hemsworth?
No, probably not. Sorry.
Go down to the wire.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Your new way to drive home.
Get a bucket out. You're about to spew up. You're about to go, my God, that is one of the most horrible things I've ever heard. Now, baby talk and pet names are hard at the best of time. It's often confronting
when
you're around your friends and they're carrying on and you go, you know you're saying that out loud, guys.
Yep. Cringy.
I know you're in the early throes of love.
Love, and it's all cute and everything, but shut
not
up.
Not cool. Not cool.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's a South African golfer called Jared Harvey. Now, this has gone gangbusters in South Africa. He recorded what can only be described as a cutesy voice message for his girlfriend, only what he didn't realise is he didn't send it to her. He actually accidentally sent it to a WhatsApp group that included a full list of his mates. Now, as you can imagine, they've done the right thing and put it out there big time. And what you're about to hear is Jared leaving a message for his girlfriend that got into the hands of his mates. It's terrible. It's hard to listen to. Get a bucket out. Strap yourself in. There's about four different terms from bok bok.
Don't say them all. Just let them all. All right, here we go.
My beautiful baby bear. How's it going, my doo-doos? I just finished playing now my bok boks and I'm standing here in the bathroom area because it's noisy outside because they're doing the long drive, my bok boks. But decent day, my boky boks. Could have been better, but all okay, my special. Try and get it going tomorrow. My bok boks. But really tired. Don't think I drank enough water today, my special person. So got a little bit of a headache. But looking forward to a nice chill, my bok boks, and then I'll probably have to go to that function later, my special person. So, yeah, just looking forward to a nice shower and a relax, my doo-doos. It was quite a longish day playing last. But all okay, my bok boks, nearly home time for you and weekend time for my doo-doo bear. So I'll just have to see what time I'm off tomorrow and take it from there, my special person. But just know that I'm missing you lots, my special person. And I really, really do love you with all my heart, my bear. So safe drive home, my doo-doos, and I'll try and speak to you when I can. I love you with all my heart, my doo-doos.
All right.
No.
I think I speak for all Australians when I say... Jesus. Boy.
Oh, have one for me too.
What is going on?
Yuck.
Whoa.
That is unhinged.
That is unhinged. That's taken
that is
turn
revolting. God knows what she calls him.
Oh, he's got my bok bok, my special person, my doo-doo bear.
my
special person.
Just the way he goes, and then I've got to drink some more water, my special person.
Diplomatic immunity.
Okay, 133353. You need to call us. You need to let us know what if you got a pet
What's
name.
What's your pet name?
Have you heard? Have you got you and Rob? You'd strike me as the type who'd fling it around on the pillow.
What do you reckon? No. If we did, do you think I'm going to tell you anyway and tell Australia?
Why would you? You need to open up a bit. You're too defensive.
Rubbish.
Right. So I have a horse called Baby Cakes.
Yes.
Is that your pet name?
It is a pet name. You like to call girls Baby Cakes.
Do you?
Don't
too much information, please.
Oh, you've got a horse. You've got a horse, Baby Cakes.
You've got a horse called Baby
Cakes. It's okay to call a horse, but not for me to say call a girl Baby Cakes. Listen, Toots, settle down.
Toots, this one for you.
All right, 133353.
What have you got?
I know names.
Mrs. D, because you get up to all sorts in the bedroom.
We just
would you give her a little pet name before you broke out the action?
That's all we do. 133353. Pet names next.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Taking your calls on pet names.
That's right. It's all in honour of this South African golfer, Jared Harvey. He got off a few in the one phone call. You got him there?
Yeah.
My beautiful baby bear. My doo-doos. My bok boks. My bok boks. My boky boks. My special. My bok boks. My special person. My bok boks. My special person. My doo-doos. My bok boks. My doo-doo bear. My special person. My special person. My bear. My doo-doos. My doo-doos.
It's insane.
All right. We want to know, what's your pet name? What's your partner's pet name? Jake, what's the pet name?
G'day, guys. The missus likes to call me Chops or Baby Chops.
Oh, Baby Chops. I like that.
That's quite cute.
My tummy's rumbling. Do you look like a chop?
Well, so she says, but bugger if I know.
Do you have one for her?
One for her, Jake?
No, I don't. No. Oh, usually well. It's either babe or I'm sorry or something like that.
Well done, Jake. I like it. Billy.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. What is it?
My mate has a pet name for his missus. Her name's Kira, and he calls her Kizzy Wizzy.
Right. Does he do that in front of you?
Yeah, we're out for the pub. He's the most blokiest bloke you've ever met. And all of a sudden, he picks up the phone. He's like, Kizzy Wizzy, how are you?
Do you all give it to him?
Oh, bloody oh. It's rounds on him every time.
Do it, Billy. Don't let him off the hook. That's unacceptable behaviour.
Well
behavior.
Done. Hello, Donna.
Hi.
Yeah, how are you going? You got a pet name for your husband?
God, no. But back in the day, he used to call me Biscuit Face.
Okay, Biscuit Face. Is there a reason?
Oh, that's so, yeah, it's so lovely. It's so lovely. I know it's not bloody lovely. It goes with the joke, my girlfriend's so ugly, they use her face as the mould for the gorilla biscuit.
Awful.
It's a little hard. Are you still with this guy?
Biscuit face.
Sure, he can shove that biscuit, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
Donna, amazing to be still there. Good for you. Hello, let's go to Paula.
It really is a pet name.
Hi, guys.
Paula, what is it?
I used to work with a guy and he used to always call his wife Petal. She used to ring the office and he'd say, hi, Petal, no worries, Petal.
Yep.
And got to the point where she'd ring in and we were calling her Petal. Thought that was her name. And he
thought it was
in for a while. Yeah. And he said to us one day, all the girls in the office, you know my wife's name's Diane. And went, oh, my God, we've all been calling her Petal.
That's funny. I like it,
that's
Paulie.
That's sweet.
You've fallen for it. John's on the line. John, what do you call your wife?
Well, I'm going to get ridiculed tomorrow just because I wanted to say g'day to you two. Mabwa.
Mabwa. You know what, John? You sound like a bit of a dickwa.
They reckon I look a lot like Mick Malloy.
Hey, well, you're good looking rooster. Give him a prize.
Kennedy, more prize, mate.
You'll need a lot of pet names before you're done.
Okay.
Because you'll be knee-deep in the ladies.
Okay.
All right.
Hello, Lee. How you going?
Oh, I'm doing well, Jane. How are you?
Yeah, good. What do you want to talk about pet names?
Look, I just wanted to let you know that Prince Philip has a pet name for...
The Queen. Oh, he's gone.
He dropped out.
I think he was going to say potato.
But I don't think that's correct. I think it was cabbage, because that is based on petit choux, which is like a little cabbage in French.
Right.
And it's also poppet, I think, is another one for
little cabbage. Okay, have we got time for one more? Mike, what's the pet name?
Angel Poop.
Angel Poop? Who are you calling Angel Poop?
I've got an old girlfriend of mine.
We won't ask.
I wonder if she's an old girlfriend. She's taking acceptance to Angel Poop.
Thank you for the calls, guys.
Well done, everybody.
She can be angelic and shitty at the same time.
Oh, there you go. Got that in.
Angel Poop.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to Toyota and the Toyota-thon. It's on right now. And, search Toyota Value.
And it's going all year, the Toyota-thon?
No.
Don't you listen.
What?
It goes until September 30.
What?
It must end September, and that's why
Does
you get
to
get
end?
On board now.
Let's ring Toyota and get them to extend the
they
Toyota-thon.
Won't.
You can't. Why?
No, because this is the special $1,000 Toyota-thon bonus is on now with the Hilux SR5. The RAV4 well, two-wheel drive
that's like
GX.
A pet name, you little Revver.
Your little Hilux.
My little Hilux.
I like
Can that.
That
be my pet name?
Hello, my darling Kluger.
Hello, you can be my little Kluger and I'll be your little Hilux.
All right. That
can be our on-air pet name.
Oh, I love it.
Do you know what we should do? We should get Toyota to pick up Megan and Harry from the airport in the back, pop them in the back of the Hilux, like a Pope Mobile.
Yes.
Drive them into Dubbo and the whole town can come out and meet them. We have the Toyota-thon. It's called the Royal Toyota-thon.
This is a brilliant idea.
The Toyota's march.
With the flag
with
on the front.
Royalty into Dubbo and own that town. It's like a big ute muster.
Well, if everybody in Dubbo gets on board, like the rest of Australia now, go and see your local Toyota dealer
Dubbo.
Or search Toyota Value and you can get $1,000 Toyota-thon bonus. Do
Bang.
It, Australia.
Are you sure we can't extend the Toyota-thon?
No, September 30, don't listen.
I'm going to ring the head of Toyota.
All right.
I've got some clout.
All right.
I don't want it to end.
What do we got tomorrow, Dave?
Craig Lowndes is on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Lawrence Mooney as well.
Okay.
That'll be a big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy.
That's the end of the Kennedy Malloy catch-up. Visit your local Toyota dealer because Toyota-thon is now on. For more, search Toyota Value.